This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jason Parrott.
You know, last week we were talking about the merger between Gannett and Gatehouse, and we talked a little bit about where people get their news, their local news. And so we want to sort of follow up on that a little bit this week, referring to an article on the RTDNA website, which reviews the latest global digital news study from Reuters. This piece is written by Vince Duffy. He's news director of Michigan Radio. Vince focused on three findings from the study. One is that Americans still want their online news for free. A second is that television still rules the morning news. And the third point is that not as many people as you might think are getting news from partisan and alternative websites.
Well, you know, at the same time, and I'm not surprised by the results of this survey and what they found out of who's reading, who's not, and what they're getting their news from. But people have to remember, and I always preach this to my students in my journalism classes, to remember where these news stories are coming from. Yahoo and Google and these other online machines, they don't have newsrooms and journalists. They're taking stories from the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune and what have you. And so there are still local journalists that are putting these stories out, and there's still a need and a role for them. Of course, the challenge has been for the last 10 or 15 years is how do we maintain these newsrooms and keep them relevant and keep them in business. And no one seems to have come up with that answer yet. Paywalls don't seem to have seemed to work. I worked at a newspaper that did that. It brings in a little money, but people are put off. The original business sin was to give the thing away for free because they thought that would bring people to the newsstand. And well, guess what? It hasn't. And with the kind of technology that we have and the access that we have to things instantaneously and free, but that's still an uphill battle that I don't know the answer to. I'm still waiting to hear someone who has a great idea about that.
Yeah, when it comes to the pay side of it, I mean, it's just the idea, and we talk about it here at Public Radio. You're listening to the program all the time. Maybe you're not contributing to it, but it's still going to be there, and that's what people expect. They expect that if they can find it on their Facebook feed, they shouldn't have to pay for it, especially they click on a story for the Washington Post or the New York Times or something, and it clicks up and says, you have two free mm-hmm. stories left this month. And that's going to make people mad because they're like, well, if you're wanting me to read this and you're wanting me to become more informed, why are you making me pay for it? And it doesn't hit that the reason they're asking you to pay for it is because they have to pay the people that are putting these stories together. There's that disconnect there. It's like, why right. should I have to pay to read news even though the only reason you can read the news is because someone is being paid to come up and go and generate the stories and find the content?
It's interesting how we view things, our perception, how we think about things. When cable television started in the late 70s, you were going to pay a fee and all the programming was going to be commercial free. And of course, if you're hooked up to a cable, there are plenty of channels. Just about everyone out there still runs commercials. So in a sense, you're paying twice. You're paying your monthly fee and you're paying through seeing all these commercials, wasting your time in a sense. And yet we don't bat an eye about that. But then the idea of paying to actually get information on the internet seems to be a different thing. It's like we're not willing to go along with that.
Yeah, and that's a good analogy or a good comparison there. And, I've been wondering if there's some kind of a middle ground, and I see some of the larger newspapers, which they can do this, where, we'll give you the daily quick hits, weather, the mm-hmm. sports scores and things like that. I think that's a good compromise. And if you want to read something that's more in-depth or something that we've been doing some investigative reporting on and doing some research on, then you're going to have to pay up and get that subscription or something like that. But there's some kind of compromise there that maybe can be reached. There's been lots of trials and lots of errors. Just nothing seems to have stick so far. And just wanting to see how can we keep newspapers relevant in this day and age.
Yeah, the other thing I see sometimes is where they'll put like maybe the first, especially for a newspaper, the first five or six paragraphs where you get that feel of what it is. And then it says for the rest of it. And then you either have to buy the edition or you have to click to it to actually go forward with it. Right. There are some people that maybe that five or six is enough, and others who might say, oh, you know what? I'm really into this. Maybe I'll pay a certain amount or I'll go and buy the newspaper because of that. But that's another approach. But I think a lot of times people just see those first couple of sentences. But a lot of times, and we've all seen it too, Some people just look at the headline and that's enough for them. And right. and they figure yes. and they'll say, oh, well, that's all I need to know, whatever the headline was, not even yes. reading what the actual content was in the story. And they'll say, oh, well, I know that this story is about this because of the headline. And it might be something totally different. But for them, that's all they needed to see.
Well, if the people surveyed accurately responded to some of these questions, I'm somewhat surprised by the category regarding where they get their first news of the day. Television is still number one, because I would think most people that wake up and they look at their phone right away and might get some news that way. I've never been a person who turns on the television in the morning to watch news. I've seen bits and pieces of morning news programs when I've been out on the road or whatever, and it just does not appeal to me at all. I'm surprised just 11% say it comes from the radio. I guess most people don't use clock radios anymore. Makes me wonder if I should start sleeping in the mornings now. I don't have to bother coming in. People aren't getting their news that way.
I think when
and just 6% from newspapers in the morning. Everybody used to get their news from the radio or a newspaper. Times are changing, obviously, but those figures are just so low, it's surprising to me.
I think it's so easy, though, for people to just think at home. Maybe they're not even thinking that they're getting their news that way. They just turn on the TV. And it's just that background noise while they're doing the stuff. They don't have, as you said, you don't have that radio anymore that's waking up. Your phone's waking you up. It's got the loud alarm, whatever you want to set. You don't have those clock radios anymore setting the alarm. My wife would just turn on the morning TV news whenever she would get up when she was still teaching to go to work. She wasn't necessarily watching it intently. Mm-hmm. She just had it on in the background to see what was going on. And I think you would be right in saying, Rich, that people are getting their news in the morning from their phone, but I don't think they realize they're getting their news. They don't think of it that way. They're like, I'm checking my Facebook feed. I'm checking my Twitter feed. They're going to see news stories on there, but they're not looking for news. They're looking to see what's been going on and what their friends are saying. So they're not thinking of it in that regard. If they said now, do you look at news stories on your phone? Oh, well, yeah, I do that, but I'm not getting my news that way. I don't know if there's that connect
there.
Yeah,
they're not looking at news sites, and maybe that's part of the mentality. I'm not looking at a news site, but they're still getting, like you say, news from some sort of social media outlet.
Well, and I think it's the paradigm we have here that's consumer convenience. I don't go and seek you. You got to come and seek me. And one thing that my chain did that I worked in for years with McClatchy was we were providing, and it's a model now where you provide updates, you subscribe to our website or you subscribe to our news organization, and we provide you updates throughout the day, and we go out and reach you. We've got to come out and try to get your attention. We're not sitting back and waiting for you to go to our website. People don't go to websites anymore. They use apps. They use other means by which to get that information. So that's the approach that we have to take, and we have to think more business-like, and it's more complex because the technology is more complex.
The approach I need to take here is to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.